Good morning and welcome to a very special community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it is brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. We have Chris in from Arvest and Debbie from Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barkley. First of all, welcome and welcome to a whole new world.
Yeah, it is for sure is a whole new world. I never dreamed I'd be sitting in the studio this morning with a Red Hot Chili Peppers intro. So well done, my friend.
There you go. And today we're going to be talking about how your dollars are going to try to make some sense here in this new era with the COVID pandemic and everything else. First of all, I do want to start with Debbie here real quick. The days are counting down to the 15th of April, but I understand that we've got a few extra days, right?
We do. Now, most people may not be aware, but the extension, the due date has been extended to July 15th for filing tax returns and paying any taxes that are income taxes that are due April 15th. They now have until July 15th.
And you know, I almost broke the speed limit by 1 mile per hour to try to get to the post office, which was under plastic wrap, in time to get that tax check into the mail. All right. But we've got things going on here because of the atmosphere, the situation we have with COVID-19, and some questions and answers on Paycheck Protection Loan Program. Chris, I got a couple of questions I want to bundle to you first. First of all, who can get a loan under this, and how do you apply, and how much can you borrow?
Sure. Well, I think the best place to start is by talking a little bit about what happened at the end of last week.
Yes.
And I hope everybody has seen the news, but if not, the president signed into legislation late on Friday, the CARES Act, and that was the $2 trillion coronavirus aid relief program that Congress put in place that's going to help out a lot of people, many individuals and businesses in our country. And part of that program was the Keeping American Workers Paid and Employed Act, and that set aside $377 billion, of which $350 billion is going to go to the Small Business Administration to lend out through their approved lending institutions throughout the country, of which Arvest is one. There's a list of those on the SBA website for people to find. And the goal of that program is to keep people working and reemploy people who have previously been laid off or furloughed because of everything that's happening in our country. And so, to answer your first question about who can apply, it's businesses that have small businesses that have less than 500 employees. There also is a list of approved nonprofit organizations and veterans organizations on the as part of the bill that can also apply if they have less than 500 people. So it's geared towards small businesses, local businesses, to be able to keep people employed and re-employ people that have been laid off through SBA-approved institutions.
Okay, now with all that in mind, it sounds like people can maybe breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief, except for maybe the accountants, because Debbie, we have to account for this money, and are there breaks or benefits in that area?
Well, there are. First of all, there are some tax credits that are available to businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Same situation if they have typically fewer than 100 employees, then there are some tax credits. There are some due dates that have been extended as well for mm-hmm. some of those payroll issues.
Mm-hmm. You know, Debbie and I always start out any conversation we have by telling people, you know, your best friends of any business owner are the ABCs, the attorney, the banker, and the CPA. So people really, any business owner should be contacting all three of those people right now about these programs to be finding out what they need to do. But what the program will allow businesses to do is calculate their payroll costs, wages, benefits-related costs, and costs of employing someone on a 12-month average. And what they'll do is be able to borrow 2.5 times that monthly amount on a 12-month average and use that money to pay employees over the next 8 weeks once the program is put in place. And anything that they put toward paying their employees, paying their lease, rent, or rent payments, or mortgage interest, as well as utilities, will be completely forgiven by the SBA during that eight-week program.
It's, but, Debbie, you have to have documentation,
that's
right?
That's right.
You do have to have documentation, and from what I understand, you also have to apply for that loan forgiveness. It's not automatic, so it is something that you have to apply for.
That's where the attorney comes in.
There's no doubt about it.
Yes, and the other thing also is that that loan forgiveness will not be considered income for income tax purposes. I read that yesterday.
That's right.
So that typically a loan forgiveness is income.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it would be forgiven and not be included in income.
This is truly an unprecedented program. Mm-hmm.
I'd say, is there a dividing line as to forgiven, unforgiven?
It's the max. The maximum is the amount borrowed. So
okay.
whatever is to be forgiven is calculated on that 12-month payroll average is how they determine the amount to be forgiven.
And my understanding is if you don't spend that much, if you borrow more than what you actually spend on those designated services, only the part that you spend is forgiven, but the rest is what, a 4% loan?
Yeah, it's termed out over 10 years. Whatever the remaining balance is termed out over, can either be repaid immediately with no penalty or termed out over 10 years at 4% with no payments due for a year. So it's a really good beneficial program for business owners.
And really, I mean, in Bartlesville, I would probably all over the country, most businesses have been impacted by the virus. Mm-hmm. They may be open, but they have still been impacted in some way.
Oh, I would agree. Yeah. We're talking with Chris, we're talking with Debbie, we're getting down to the nuts and bolts here on the Paycheck Protection Loan Program. Now, we've been talking about workers here, you know, who are the eligible employers?
Well, eligible employers are really any person, and a person is defined as an individual, a trust, an estate. So any person who has fewer than 100 employees qualify for most of these business protections. Now, in Chris's situation with the loan, it's any employer with under 500 employees. But for these other tax-related issues, it's under 100 employees.
Oh, okay. Now, we were talking about businesses that are feeling the crunch. Now, one of the questions here is, does a business have to be negatively impacted by COVID-19 virus in order to get the loan? Is that a stipulation?
It is, and what they'll have to do is just outline. We don't know the exact process yet. We're waiting to hear from the federal SBA about standard operating procedure for putting this program in place. Okay. We're hoping that will happen soon. But what they'll have to do is just provide a statement about how their business has been negatively impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak, and that should be fairly simple to do.
How long does it take to get approved?
Well, again, we are awaiting the guidelines, so we don't really know. But I do know that the explicit purpose for this program, as outlined by Congress, was to get money into people's hands as quickly as possible. They are trying to get people back to work right away. So our understanding is that the SBA will have a process that streamlines the typical application process and really gets money into people's hands quickly.
Speaking of money into people's hands, Debbie, I want to go through this recovery rebates for individuals. What is the rebate that the government's going to give to so many Americans?
So this rebate is really an advance payment on a tax credit.
Okay.
So individuals who qualify with income levels below certain amounts will qualify. Mm-hmm. The single individuals will get $1,200, married filing jointly get $2,400, and each child that qualifies for the child tax credit on their parents' return, the parents will get $500 for those individuals. It's a credit, but it's a refundable credit, so okay. Let's say you don't owe any tax. You have a $1,200 credit that you've been paid for in advance. That's what this is. It's not really a rebate so much as it is a tax credit.
Okay. So how does the IRS determine who gets what?
So they will look at your 2019 tax return and determine from that whether or not you qualify. If you have not filed your 2019 tax return, they will look at your 2018 tax return. If you have not filed a tax return, there are a lot of people who maybe are on Social Security and they have a little interest in dividends or, you know, not enough to require them to file a tax return. If that's the case, then the IRS will look at their Social Security statement to determine how much they qualify.
And how do you get this? Is this what they call the proverbial check in the mail?
Well, some of it is a check in the mail. If you have filed a tax return for 2018 or 19 and given the IRS a bank account number for direct deposit of your refund or maybe even to withdraw your payment from your bank account, they will automatically send your rebate check or your tax credit check directly to your bank account. Mm. Otherwise, they will put a check in the mail, and you should receive a check. But it, of course, it will take longer to get.
Okay, now is this going to benefit you on your 2020 income tax return?
It will benefit you on your 2020 tax return, but it is a rebate that you are getting now based on 2019 or 2018.
Okay, very good. Chris, I want to go back to with the businesses here. I think we may have touched on this, but let's go to it into a deeper dive, if we
sure.
will. How long does it take to get approved?
Well, we're waiting.
Yeah.
We're just waiting to hear from, you know, this was just passed late last Friday. So the government tends to move a little slowly sometimes. And actually, they're moving really fast on this one for government work. But we're waiting to hear what the process and procedures are going to be.
Okay.
By the way, I should mention... anyone who says that they already know that process and procedure, or any business that has been contacted by someone that says they're with the quote-unquote SBA, the SBA will never reach out and contact a business. So
get your antenna out.
Yeah, get your antenna out, because that is not a real phone call coming in. The only way this will work is through SBA-approved lending institutions and working with your banker. So... don't take that phone call that says it's from the SBA. So we're still waiting to hear what that process is going to look like. But we do know that the goal is to make it as quick as possible, because the goal of Congress on this act was to get people back to work and keep people working. And the only way that's going to happen is if we get money in the hands of business owners as soon as possible.
Now, what if my company is in a cash flow crunch? How does this work out on the
ledger? If your company is in a cash flow crunch, there is a program now, or I say a program, but the IRS has said that the employer's portion of FICA taxes can be accumulated and not paid in quarterly with your payroll tax deposit. So you can actually save up, you might say, or calculate between January and December of 2020 what the employer's portion of those FICA taxes would be, and you have actually 2 years to pay that. You pay 50% of it by December 31st, 2021. The other 50% is due by December 31st, 2022. Do I recommend that? I think that's not a very... I think there are a lot of people who could get in trouble because, you know, they're needing to spend their money now, and I think that they need to, if they can, they need to go ahead and pay that tax. But the government has offered to let them pay half of it a year from now and then half of it 2 years from now.
We're about to wrap up our segment. Chris, any closing thoughts?
No, just I encourage any local business owner that has been negatively impacted by the COVID outbreak to contact their attorney, contact their bank, and contact their CPA to get all their ducks in a row to get ready for this payroll protection loan program. It's going to be very beneficial to business owners. And as soon as the SBA hands down the guidelines, I think it's going to really speed up really quickly. So I encourage everyone that feels impacted to get in touch with their banker as soon as possible to find out the process.
And while you're here, how do they get a hold of you at Arvest?
Sure. So my direct number at my desk, I'm fine handing that out, is 918-337-3322. And my email is cbatchelder@arvest.com. And I'd be happy to visit. I've had so many phone calls about this and would be happy to visit with anyone that asks questions, as I know Debbie would be as well.
Debbie, closing thoughts?
Just be aware that the deadline has been postponed, and but don't wait till the last minute, because it is due July 15th, and so hurry on in and go ahead and bring in your tax information. Take it to your CPA. People can contact me as well. Our number is 918-336-3322. 0008. And my email is debbie@samcpas, which is Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, Barclay, CPAs.com.
Very good. I want to thank you for being with us. And folks, you can get this on Facebook Live. You can play it back anytime if you think that you've perhaps missed something. Or on K1TV.com, you can get that on demand. I want to thank you very much because we're really into some new territory. And I think you've cleared up a few questions that folks need to get answered right away. And we hope to maybe have you back a little long when we get a little bit more clarity from the government.
Awesome. Thank you. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you very much. And we've got more coming up in just a moment.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. We are currently facing a severe blood shortage during this coronavirus outbreak. Healthy blood and platelet donors are asked to make an appointment to give now. Donating blood is safe and can help save lives. Cancer patients, accident victims, and so many others continue to need life-saving blood. Please schedule your appointment now by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make a difference.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
A large number of fortune tellers once gathered for a convention at a Paris hotel. On the last day, a reporter asked them if there would be another conference the following year. Do you know what they said? We don't know. Well, if the stars hold all the answers, then why should this question have been too difficult for the elite of their profession? The Word of God gives no support to the claims of astrology, but instead teaches us to look beyond the stars to the one who created them. The psalmist said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Psalm 119, verse 1. When one sets out to find answers to the great questions of life, why turn to the voice of a lifeless point of life in the distant sky? I'm Jim Dearman with a brief message of truth for the world.
Time now for your COVID-19 postponements and closings, brought to you by Truity Credit Union and Brian Kennedy, Farmers Insurance. Businesses affected by the governor's Safer at Home executive order will be temporarily closed or they will alter their operations in compliance with the order. Gatherings of people, 10 or more, are not allowed statewide temporarily to help curb the spread of COVID-19. For a listing of businesses open, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com and click on the Open button.